Anybody who knows me knows that I like to do lots of activities, outdoor stuff. And for the last 15 or so years, I've been running 5, 10, 15, 20K and half marathon and marathon races. I've done some obstacle course races, some triathlon, some other things. And I enjoy them. And I have actually on my wall behind the camera, if I could turn the camera around, you could see my wall of fame. I have my medal rack where all the finisher medals are. And it's great to look at. There's one in particular that I want to highlight. So a couple years ago, in fact, December 19th, 2021, I don't know if you can see, but this is the Mount Dora half marathon. This was by far my worst half marathon ever. I try to run at least one half marathon a year. This one was my slowest. It was horrible. For whatever reason, the months leading up to it, I had switched my training regimen to less cardio and more resistance training, more weight training. So I hadn't been doing a lot of cardio. And for those who don't know, who aren't from this area, Mount Dora is a particularly hilly area. Now in Florida, we don't have a lot of hills, but in Mount Dora, there's a lot of hills. And where I live, there's not a lot of hills. And so I had not been training hills. And I knew that there were some hills. I didn't know how many. So the first like 7 miles of the race is nothing but hills. And my legs were shot. So by mile nine or 10, one of my trainers was running with me. And she's like, hey, do you mind if I go on and finish without you? I'm like, no, that's totally fine, because I was really slowing her down a lot. And so I'm like, yeah, that's fine. But I started cramping so bad in the last few miles that if I would take more than a couple steps of running pace, jogging pace, not even running pace, my feet and my legs would seize up with cramps. Ugh. And so I had to pretty much walk the last 2.5-3 miles of the race. And it was miserable. And it was super hot that day, even though it was December 19th. It was this freakish, really hot December day in Florida. And it was awful. It was miserable. But I finished. And so I'm proud of that medal because I didn't give up. I didn't quit. I could have, but I didn't quit. Mm. And there's a verse in scripture, 2 Timothy 4:7-8. Paul says to Timothy, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I've finished the race. I've remained faithful. I've kept the faith. And there's a crown stored up for me. Mm. So I want to ask our listeners, what's the fight that you're presently facing that you want to give up? You want to throw in the towel. You want to say, you know what? It's just too hard. Would you keep going in order to get the crown that God has set for you? Don't give up. And you need other people around you to do that.
I hope something that you heard encouraged you as you go into this season.